Chapter 20. Along the ledge, Nath and the gnomes behind him hung back with bated breath. Even Nath couldn't withhold his surprise at the sheer enormity of the beast that surveyed them all. Though it didn't have the girth of the wingless titan dragons, it was still almost as big. A terror of the skies. And Nath knew the dragon beast the moment he saw it. Its name was Inferno, a sky raider, an armored flying fortress. Nath had heard of him but had never seen him before. Snargle punched him in the back.
"What have you done?"
the gnome cried.
"What have you done? How will we protect ourselves against that?"
"I'll protect you," Nath said.
"Against that?"
The gnome leader shook his head.
"No, rescue murderer. An army of you could not stand against that."
Nath tossed his hair back.
"Watch it."
"Inferno, of all the great beasts, he makes most dragons look like featherless chickens."
Nath didn't think the likes of Inferno would join the ranks of anyone. The Sky Raiders were highly individual harriers of the sky. Nath had dallied with some in the past, but they had been smaller. Iron-scaled braggarts that boasted about their leader and talked down about Nath's father. They mocked his father. "What kind of king rules beneath the ground?" they said. "A cowardly king, perhaps." The memories stirred Nath.
"We're leaving,"
Snargle said.
"There's nowhere to go now," Nath said. "You'd best stay with me."
He cocked his head. A figure in dark robes traipsed along Inferno's neck.
A woman!
She didn't stop walking until she stood between the horns of Inferno's monstrous head. A waterfall of smoke poured from its mouth. Nath absorbed every detail of her being. Long, raven black hair pinned up in a crown of silver leaves. A stunning face, with soft crimson lips.
"Who is she?"
She parted her lips and spoke in a voice of thunder that echoed over the valley.
"I am the High Priestess of Barnabas."
She spread her arms wide.
"I am Selene."
Nat's cheeks flushed red. Fire erupted inside his veins. The leader of his greatest enemy stood right there.
"If only I had Akron."
A black-scaled tail snaked out from beneath her robes and slithered side to side. The rising heat inside him cooled. His blistering thoughts turned to ice.
"No,"
he murmured, glancing at his own scales.
"It can't be."
In her enhanced voice, Selene continued.
"Leave my gnomes. Move on."
Her lips turned up in a sneer.
"Or this valley will be filled with your burning flesh."
Her tail wrapped Inferno's skull. A volcanic blast of fire burst from his snout.
"And all the river cities will burn as well."
"Never!"
Brenwar bellowed, hurling a stone into the sky. Zinging through the air, it bounced off the Sky Raider's nose. The gigantic dragon's thin lips curled back, revealing its enormous teeth. All of the roaming rangers held their bowstrings tight along their cheeks, elbows cocked back, eyes alert and ready.
"Hold!"
Bezog said to them all.
"We need to make sure the gnomes are secured."
"They're with Nath,"
Ben said, pointing with his eyes.
"And that's safe enough."
He glanced over toward the great dragon and the woman standing on its head.
"Guza! That beast is big!"
"We've taken bigger,"
Brenwar growled.
"And not so long ago, if you care to remember."
He cocked back another stone. Staying the dwarf's arm, Bezog said,
"Don't! The slightest provocation might have a dire consequence."
Brenwar let the stone drop and picked up Warhammer and twirled it around.
"The beast will feel this."
Bezog rose his voice.
"Perhaps,
but not without severe repercussions. I say, hold!
Renoir scowled and said,
Then you need to think of something, wizard. And think of something quick.
He glanced into the sky. The hard-boiled dwarf's eyes enlarged like moons.
I mean, quick!
The part-elf wizard twisted his head around. Dragon's wings beat from high in the sky. There were at least another half-dozen Sky Raiders. They weren't bigger than the great one on the cliff, but all were the size of bull dragons. Flames and smoke puffed from their mouths.
I'm gonna need another hammer,
Renoir said. Ben loaded an exploding arrow that Nath had licked and said,
Maybe you should check that chest of yours.
Renoir shrugged.
Perhaps.
This has suddenly become more severe than I ever imagined,
Bezog said. It wasn't a moment. It was the moment. Bezog's first inclination was to get the gnomes to safety, but they were too far away from him to do that. His next option was to protect the others from forces the likes he had never seen before. He would need all of his might and the Elderwood staff as well. He held his staff tight to his robes and harnessed its power. In moments, he became aware of everything at once. Nath and the gnomes, the dragons and High Priestess Selene, a rushing threat from the forest. The elven steeds nickered, stamped their hooves.
Be alert,
he said, pointing with his staff.
More danger nears.
A large cat-like dragon appeared, perched on a nearby rock. A circle of defenders formed around Bezog. It was the beast from the caves inside the crater, but bigger, and with wings.
I remember you,
Renoir said. Arrows ripped through its body harmlessly, disappearing into the forest.
A ghost,
Ben said. It bared its teeth and pounced over everyone's head, landing right on top of Bezog. Claws dug into his shoulder, pinning him to the ground. Its jaws clamped down on the Elderwood staff. Blinded by pain, Bezog didn't hear Renoir and Ben's screams. But in the moment of life or death, he belted out a cry of his own. Arcane energies erupted through his body into his staff. The feline fury leaped 10 feet off the ground. It landed in a maelstrom of striking swords and hammers. Smoking, the feline fury went wild. It screeched and howled. Claws and tail lashed out. Roaming rangers fell and flew through the air. Renoir swung Warhammer into its head. The hammer passed right through it.
By my beard!
The dragon cat sprung away, spread its wings, and flew toward the clouds. Arrows whizzed right through it.
Bezog!
Ben said, rushing toward him.
Are you all right?
There was blood all over the wizard's robes, and his shoulders burned like fire. He couldn't lift his arms. The Elderwood staff trembled in his hands. He blocked out the pain and said,
It knew.
It knew what?
Ben asked, propping up his head.
It wanted the staff,
he replied.
It wanted to kill me. I could feel it. See the murder in its eyes.
He stared at Selene. She stood looking down with her arms crossed over her chest.
She sent it to kill me. She set this trap for us all.
The Sky Raiders dropped from the sky. Their scaled hides crushed the trees, snapped branches under their bulks. Each and every dragon had a hungry look in its leering eyes. The small party was hemmed in between the dragons and the cliff wall. Just then, Hoven returned with a great spear in his hands.
They play games with us,
he said, scanning the enemies.
And they can do that with superior forces. Well played.
Bezog wondered if Otterbone set them up. Was he killed by the dragons because he was a threat, or because he had something to hide? He feared they had given the armies of Barnabas exactly what they wanted.
by the elves of Elohim?
Nath, dragon.